James screamed from the pain in his chest, wondering if someone would hear him. Large cracks were still appearing on the windscreen. The glove compartment flung open, the contents strewn everywhere. Outside was silent, debris covering the ground of smashed ice and snow. Starting to make sense of what had happened, James tried to move down to his pocket, get his phone. Again, he cried in pain. He got his phone and clumsily thumbed 999 on the keypad. "Help me," mumbled James, struggling to get his words out. The phone abruptly fell from his hand, hitting the floor, cracking the screen to 1,000 pieces. James painfully tried and tried to get his seatbelt off, but to his dismay, it was broken. Pull after pull, it never moved. Inside of him, he was weeping, believing an ambulance would never arrive. That's when the wailing siren became audible. The ambulance arrived at the crash, crushing the snow beneath it. Then footsteps started, getting louder and louder, closer and closer. They stopped next to the car. Then an Asian man with a piercing on his right ear and a tattoo of a word in another language on his left hand poked his head through the car window and tried to pull his seatbelt off. That's when they heard it. The pitter-patter of fuel instantly recognizable. The pool of petrol trickled to the floor, spreading the pool to the floor. Without warning, the petrol caught on fire, making its way to the source, the engine. The paramedic quickly took a knife out of his pocket in the high-vis jacket and started to cut the belt. The fire was almost at the engine as the sliced belt fell off James as the paramedic quickly pulled him out of the car. Then it exploded like a bomb. It left James and the nameless paramedic with severe burns across their bodies. James with 5 broken ribs, a paralyzed left arm, and the need for a new phone.